This is Paul Richmond. I'm back with Greg Allen and Jethro with behind-the-scenes sounds to enhance our broadcast this evening. I welcome back to the forum, Greg Allen.
Oh, Paul, this is about as good as it gets, isn't it?
Well, I'd have to say that we're looking out over a little cove in Big Bob Lake. The sun has just gone down, but there is still light. And to our left, which would be south, is the crescent of the moon. It is so beautiful and wondrous as part of our ecosystem and universe. Greg, could you tell us how the magnetic fields of the moon affect the waters?
Something like that big splash. You can see the striations, the force fields that are moving out. And as it spins around us, we're all very familiar with its draw to us. I mean, the tides suck up many feet, and we have manifest power of the moon on Earth. But of course, everything else is manifesting too. The hormones of the Homo sapiens species is synchronized with those ebbs of the lunar cycle.
Can you equate that statement to anything of recent memory or in history that would equalize our thoughts on how the moon affects us through its magnetism?
All of us go through these changes where we become more excitable, more intense, maybe more insightful, maybe more angry, but we are agitated, excited, stimulated by the full moon as it pulls on all of our organs.
I'd like to take us on another journey about things that people don't want to talk about, including this conversation. We're sitting here on what I would assume is a live lake. Is there anything in the ecosystem here that you have noticed that would tell you that mankind has not treated this area with respect?
You know, our very presence in the form of our shelters, in the form of our interface, it's an affront. I mean, we have gone all this distance to separate ourselves from these constructs that confine us, and then we replicate them on these pristine shores. And then we throw rocks in the lake, and then it becomes shallow.
Yes, that is a very valid point. I believe the shallowness of some of humanity's individuals would reflect with your statement. And I would like to add, the oil and gas industry, is it something we should be aware of? And if so, in what way?
We're massively addicted, and we've been seduced into it by the pushers like Rockefeller long back as this marvelous potent force that we can wield to do all kinds of weird and wonderful things like ski in lakes and drive through the madness of traffic jams and the like. We have pretty much been taken over by a dependency that few of us dare to even imagine what it would be like without, and yet it's going down. We have peaked. Where I was born, before I die, I will see where it began. And when I was a child, we had our milk brought to us by horses. Liveries were right around the corner from us. The world was radically different and not conditioned by having this access to the wonder drug of cheap oil. But that party's over.
Altitude 1600. 1400 feet, still looking very good.
Roger 1202, we copy it. 35 degrees. 35 degrees, 750. Coming down at 23. 700 feet, 21 down, 33 degrees. 100 feet down at 19. 540 feet down at 30, out of 15. 1.5 down, 70. 375 feet. That's looking good down a half. Pitch forward. 60 seconds. Lights on. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. Bring up the set. 30 feet. 2.5 down. Big shadow. Four forward. Four forward. Drifting to the right level. Contact right. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Motor control, both auto, descent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy it down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Twink. Tranquility, we copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.